I did a ton of text study on this text and really went all in on Jesus being the gate and all these things. And then the Holy Spirit is leading me to share something else today. So if the gospel confuses you, you're in good company because the disciples also say they're confused. And grab coffee with me and we will talk about this text. But today I want to focus on something else. Last week I went to this faith and writing conference and I got to meet and hear from all of my contemporary literary heroes. So first was Scott Erickson, who did In the Low, which is the book we use for Advent, and it's a book of art and prayers for those struggling with depression and anxiety, and he really helps unpack that depression and anxiety are part of the human experience, and that God is present with us in those things. And so I got to meet him. It was super cool. And I shared an idea of him sharing his art with congregations, and he was so excited about it. He wrote it on his hand in Sharpie, and it was like, ooh, that was fun. And then I also got to meet Barbara Brown Taylor, who is an Episcopal priest and professor and preacher who kept hope alive for me when I was a baby pastor in rural Minnesota. Her books are incredible. Her oldest one is An Altar in the World, and it's all these different prayer practices and things that we can do to pay attention and notice. She's got a new one coming out next year about coming down to earth. Fits in with our earthworm theme, right? And then I got to hear Ross Gay, who's an environmentalist and a farmer, and a poet, whose essays about delight and joy remind me to pay attention. I read a lot of his work when I was staying home with Phoebe, preparing for you all, for this call. And his care for detail, he's got this profound way of talking about things like digging potatoes as prayer and mystery. So comforting and grounding, and he too has another book coming out this year. And then I got to hear Robin Wall Kilmer, botany professor and citizen of the Potawatomi Nation. We read her little book, The Serviceberry, last summer. Remember, I kept selling it. It's only 106 pages. And so you read it with me, and we talked about it, then this idea of the gift economy, and this reminder of the importance of abundance, that we have what we need, and we can share. And it's sad what a radical concept that is, but it's true. So many good moments that I'm still chewing over. That's the gift of a good continuing ed trip, right? But I want to share one of those moments with you today before I forget it. Partially because we are celebrating Earth Day and worms and creation. Partially because it is Good Shepherd Sunday, a Sunday we get every year where we remember God doesn't use fancy metaphors to remind us of love and care, but a simple agricultural reference that most people in Jesus' day would have been deeply connected to. A reference that's still beloved to us today, even though so few of us are farmers or tied in that way to the land. The psalm we read today is one many of us could recite from heart, right? God is our good shepherd, a description of a God who cares for us in these simple but profound ways of water and goodness and mercy and clean grass, and a place to rest, and food, and safety. As Jesus shares even today, the Good Shepherd knows the sheep and calls them by name. And in baptism, we tell this name to each other, not based on what we do or what we have memorized or put in the offering plate, but our first name was and is and will always be Beloved. So anyway, Robin Wall Kilmer, in her plenary last week, talked about the importance of names. She shared, we live in a world built of things and its. If we don't know the name of something, we're free to call it it. And this is so ingrained in our culture, we barely think about it. But she reminded us that by calling something it, we turn everything into objects, things we own, or buy, or throw away. We would never say to one of our squirmy Sunday school students, it would like a donut, right? It feels weird, it feels wrong. But we do this all the time to the natural world. It pooped on my grass. We've got to stop it from chewing on our fence. Robin shared, by using this two-letter word, objectifying nature, we steal their personhood. And the consequence of this objectification creates space to excuse moral responsibility. The C.J. Lutheran way of thinking about this is we forget our own names in this process. We forget that our first name is Beloved, and that we are named good in that first story of creation, and we are named good and beloved alongside everything else that exists. I think that's what Good Shepherd Sunday is really all about. Resurrection and life and goodness all around us. We are cared for by the Creator, and we also need to remember that this care also extends to everything else. We do not exist in a vacuum, but alongside creatures that squirm and wiggle, gurgle, and grow roots. And one square foot of soil, what was that, 300,000 different organisms? That's a lot. And we know if these things don't thrive, we won't thrive either. We need one another in a resurrected, abundant world. As Genesis reminds us, our first name is good. And the second name given to us in Scripture is Adam, which Hebrew names, if you didn't know this, are very sneaky. And Adam, Adam, literally means in Hebrew, mud person. I know, it's kind of goofy, but it's fitting, right? God scooped up the mud and molded this person together. Mud person, that is going to be your name. We are made of the dirt. And yet, so much of our modern world is gone to great lengths to separate us from it, from that stinky, messy, decaying loam full of 300,000 squirming creatures. But it is still a part of us, and we are part of it, right? Robin, at the beginning of her plenary, called out the professor's introduction of her, because she reminded us that she is not just one person, but her body, well, really all of our bodies, are the host to millions of tiny microorganisms, mitochondria and cells. We are made up of many biomes, and each help us function. And when one part is out of whack, we feel it, right? We are one part of this intricately diverse and complicated world, teeming with life in every square inch. A delicate dance, intricately designed with purpose. We are not the top of a pyramid, but one piece of an intricate web. Robin suggests that one of the solutions to our it syndromes lives within the gifts of her native language, Potawatomi. For Potawatomi is an animated language. Everything is a verb. Everything is living. Everything is being. In fact, the name for earth actually means being, and it is aki. So she suggests that whenever, instead of saying it, we could add another pronoun to our list of pronouns. Because just as we have learned, especially for those in the LGBTQIA plus community, learning someone's pronouns is a small but profound way that we can recognize their personhood and give someone the gift of their belonging and dignity and purpose. By calling someone by the name that fits them best, we're leaning into the work of our Good Shepherd, who does the exact same thing for each of us. So, in Potawatomi, earth is aki. What if the pronoun for earth beings could be ki, the plural of which would be kin? Kin. And then she ended her talk. How can we see those we share this home with as belonging instead of belongings? Kin. She also shared some examples of how this is happening in indigenous circles and making a big difference. In New Zealand, they named this river and gave it personhood, and so then this river was able to sue the government for rights against pollution. Here in the United States, indigenous communities in Minnesota are getting wild rice, Monomin, to claim personhood so they can fight mining companies for sacred space. She invited us to think about the switch from a pyramid where humans are the exception to an intricate web where each of us are just one member of this wide democracy of species, each with an important purpose and place. It was beautiful and profound. And I invite you to still think about this and chew about this with me. So thank you for the space to be away on continuing ed, to be inspired by dreaming and working of others, to rest and to learn. My prayer for you on this fourth Sunday of Easter is that deep in your bones, you know that your first name is Beloved, that you remember your second name is Mud Person, and that together we can learn the names of these living creatures that we share a home with. A final thing I want to do is share with you this exciting new project. We had a little money left over in our strategic planning budget from last year. And so a few months ago, Vicar Michael and I noticed that our fellowship hall says nothing about our name, about who we are. And Faith Lutheran Church is a busy place. Folks from the greater community are here all the time. Just in the last 2 weeks, we had a community consignment sale for our preschool with a ton of foot traffic. We raised over $8,000 on like $1 t-shirts and $2 pair of shorts. That's a lot of people. We have scouts here, we have VHC classes, lightsaber exercise, and today we're gonna have baby goats in the building. So maybe stay around for that. So Vicar Michael dreamed about an information wall. It's now beautifully finished in the back of our fellowship hall. You can check it out. And I started dreaming about a mural. So in a few weeks, Deacon Michelle Waka is coming back. She's the one that helped us create these banners. And together, we're going to create a mural for our fellowship hall reflecting the values we celebrate in our welcome statement of beloved, accepted, and affirmed. And so for the next 3 weeks, we're going to take a little time at the end of our sermon to reflect on these values. And I'm also inviting our community partners, like our sheep and Camp Soraka and VHC and preschool, to reflect about these tenets with us. Because it is a shared space, and we know we're stronger for it. But a few save the dates. May 10th, we're going to play with some paint and do some prep work. And May 17th, we're going to have a big community potluck. Jody and I decided we're going to bring back the potato bar. So we will make the baked potatoes, and you bring your favorite topping for a baked potato. And we will connect and build a mural together. But for today, find some blank space in your bulletin. All right, we're going to take 2 minutes to do this. I know, Julia, you're already standing up. But I just want you to think, there are cards in the pews with some questions. But my question that I want you to wonder about is, what does the name Beloved mean to you? What does the name Beloved mean to you? And how can we, as Faith Lutheran Church, proclaim this belovedness to one another? So you can doodle or draw or write a prayer somewhere in your bulletin, or you can use those postcards. We'll give it 2 minutes, and then we'll sing the best hymn of the day ever. What does the name Beloved mean to you? And how, as Faith Lutheran Church, are we called to share this belovedness with the world around us? Take a minute.